Welcome.
Hi, I'm Chris Hemsworth. No, wait, sorry. I'm Ethan Sachs, writer of Star Wars Bounty Hunters, Old Man Hawkeye, and A Haunted Girl.
My name is George Mann, and I'm the writer of New Breen Hobbs, Witchwood, and Star Wars The High Republic.
This is Kevin Shinnick, writer of Star Wars Force Collector.
I'm Kevin Scott, one of the story architects of Star Wars The High Republic.
This is Dominic Pace, who plays Gekko the Bounty Hunter from The Mandalorian.
Hi, I'm Claudia Gray. I write Star Wars books.
And you're listening.
And you are listening.
And you're listening.
To Star Wars comics and canon, the Force is strong with this one.
Hello there and welcome to Star Wars Comics in Canon, your guide to the wider Star Wars canon through the comic book lens. And to take you on this journey, I'm your host, Mike Burton. And so brings episode 142. So my friends, this week I am tackling three issues from the Darth Vader run from 2020 written by Greg Pak. That's going to be issues 30, 31 and 32. If you want a refresher on the prior issues, go back to episode 119, where I tackled issues 24 to 29. Now, before I delve into the episode, if you haven't joined me before, hello there, welcome. In this podcast, what I do is I go through these comics in chronological order, and along the way, I give you the plot details of the comic in question, and then also give you additional information along the way on certain characters or planets or species that pop up, so you have a wider understanding of the Star Wars canon, both from a comic perspective, but also all the interconnected tissue from stuff that the comics loosely connect to. So if you've never read a single Star Wars comic in your entire life, fear not, this is the podcast for you. But before I delve into the plot details or any of that, let's delve into the personnel. So for issues 30, 31 and 32, Greg Pak is the writer and the colour artist is Frederico Blee. The artist on issue 30 is Luke Ross and the artist on issues 31 and 32 is Ibram Robertson. Issue 30 was released January 11th, 2023. Issue 32 was released March 22nd, 2023. And the trade paperback collection was released June 27th, 2023. I must note that the trade paperback collection is called Return of the Handmaidens and is tackling issues 28 to 32. And with that all in mind, let's delve into issue 30, and here is the crawl. Under the tutelage of Darth Vader, Sabe, the former handmaiden of Padme Amidala, has slipped further under the influence of the Empire. Seeking to liberate their companion from Darth Vader's grasp, or put an end to her desecration of Padme's memory, Sabe's fellow handmaidens apprehended the assassin, Ochi of Bestoon. Using Ochi and his security clearances, the handmaiden Dorme boarded the Executor, posing as Sabe to track down her whereabouts. Dorme discovered that Sabe had been dispatched to Skako Minor to assassinate Jule Tambor. Moments later, Dorme's cover was blown by Darth Vader. On Skako Minor, Jule Tambor attempted to sway Sabe to his side to no avail, as Sabe followed orders and shot her target down. So a couple things to note here. Oddly enough, in that crawl, it mentions Skako Minor. However, the events of this comic and the prior comic actually take place on Brenthal 4. So not sure what happened there. I don't know if they were planning on Skako Minor and then they changed it the last minute or what happened. But to give a bit of information about Skako Minor, it is the home to the Pelotec people and it was first seen in the Bad Batch arc of the Clone Wars in Series 7. Skakoans also live there as well, and the Tambors are part of the Techno Union. Obviously, Jule Tambor, as well as Watt Tambor. Watt Tambor was seen in Attack of the Clones, and then killed in Revenge of the Sith, and he's in a few episodes of the Clone Wars as well. Jule is, I believe, the grandson or the son of Watt Tambor. Now, Brenthal 4 was actually first mentioned in the book Tarkin by James Luceno, and it's mentioned in a couple of other places a little bit. It's shown up in the Darth Vader and the Afro comics too, but aside from comics and books, it hasn't really appeared elsewhere. However, I will note that it is actually in Legends, so it was first shown in Legends. It was mentioned in like a Holonews kind of role-playing-ish thing for a little while, and then it showed in the Star Wars X-Wing Rogue Squadron comic series where you first saw it, and then it appeared in quite a few different places as well, including the Darth Bane Path of Destruction book and a few other bits and pieces. Another thing to note here is the Handmaidens. Now, they primarily came to the forefront from the Queen's trilogy written by E.K. Johnston, which is Queen's Peril, Queen's Shadow, and Queen's Hope, and then obviously they've made an appearance in these 2020 Darth Vader comics, but you first actually saw them in The Phantom Menace. So there's quite a few of them. I'm not going to name every single one of them here because there's one that appears in Thrawn Alliances very briefly, and then there's one or two other ones that kind of pop up every now and then, like, oh yeah, there was another secret Handmaiden for a plot device thing. But the main ones are Sabe, who is Keira Knightley in The Phantom Menace. She's the main one who's like the decoy in The Phantom Menace. Then there's Dorme, who's played by Rose Byrne. She's seen in Attack of the Clones. She says goodbye to Padme and Anakin before they go off to Naboo. Then you've got Irte, Sace, and Rabe. Now, Sace is played by Sofia Coppola, as in the director Sofia Coppola, in The Phantom Menace, and then Rabe is actually also seen in The Phantom Menace, played by actress Christina Da Silva. However, she was not named in the film, but in the credits, she's identified as Rabe. So those are the main ones. You'd kind of see them somewhat in the background in The Phantom Menace and potentially in Attack of the Clones. But Sabe and Dorme are kind of the main ones you need to be aware of. Sabe, obviously, played by Keira Knightley, so she was the main handmaiden of Padme's in the movies, but also in the whole Darth Vader series, she's been the main one that Vader's had his sights on. But if you want more information on them, obviously read the comics themselves and also check out E.K. Johnston's Queen's Trilogy. So moving on to the story. So Erte, Sabe, and Rabe all find Dorme's data packet on the Executor, and they note that Sabe has been sent to kill Jul Tambor. Again, it says Skako Minor, but later on in the issue, it specifically says she's on Brental 4, so Brental 4. I've already mentioned Jul Tambor, but the Handmaidens cannot believe that Sabe has been essentially employed by the Empire to go and assassinate Jul Tambor. Then Rabe sees Dorme being escorted by Ochi of Bestoon and Darth Vader. Ochi of Bestoon was first in Rise of Skywalker. Obviously, he appears quite a lot in these Darth Vader comics, especially in those earlier issues as well. And then he is quite a central character in the Shadow of the Sith book written by Adam Christopher. And I can say now that I've recently recorded an interview with Adam Christopher, which will be out in the coming weeks. And we do talk about Ochi of Bestoon a little bit there as well. So then we see Darth Vader and Dorme talk. Darth Vader knows that Dorme wants to save Sabe, but Vader notes that she serves him now. Vader also notes the only reason that Dorme even got this far is because Ochi let her, because Ochi's trying to get rid of Sabe. And from all of this, Dorme is still struggling to accept that Sabe is following Darth Vader and the Empire, but he says to follow Sabe's lead and claim the same power. Dorme responds saying that she'll never serve Darth Vader and neither does Sabe. Meanwhile, seeing what Sabe did, Sabe shot Jul Tambor, and then there's a ship nearby that picks them up that's got Zed, the droid, in it. Jul Tambor is not yet dead, but Zed is ready to kill him, but Sabe stops him. She specifically shot him in a place that would not be fatal, and she also did it to prevent an attack on the Imperial governors, because then Darth Vader would retaliate and then kill loads of innocent people. Jul retorts and says that he'll just have to kill Darth Vader then. Then both Sabe and Zed says that he's going to fail, and then he notes that he has brought some droids that were killed by Darth Vader, and he's going to analyse all of the data from these droids to find out the weakness that Darth Vader must have, although he does note that Sabe is clearly one of them. Meanwhile, the Handmaidens manage to track and follow the shuttle with Dorme and Darth Vader on it to the planet called Fadale. Fadale is in Shadowfall, which is part of the Alphabet Squadron trilogy, and it was first in Legends in the Young Jedi sourcebook, but it hasn't really been elsewhere that much. They then land on the planet, Dorme knows what's happened and then is mad at the rest of the Handmaidens, and then they all attack Darth Vader. Darth Vader quite easily knocks them all down and says that they could be in his service. And the reason for this is because Erte tapped into Darth Vader's armor with this special staff thing. She did it when they fought prior and then noted there was some strange code and whatnot. So over these past, I don't know how long it's been, maybe weeks, they've been slowly unjumbling the code. They've been decrypting it and things. And they've managed to find a self-destruct code for his ship. Dorme then threatens to blow up his entire ship, the Executor, if Sabe is not released. Darth Vader then just says that the Handmaidens are ready. He then receives a communication from Piet, and it shows that Jul Tambor has got Sabe. Ochi then tells the Handmaidens to just leave, to run away, but they decide to join Darth Vader so that they can save Sabe. That's where issue 30 ends, so we move on to the middle issue of these three, issue 31. So issue 31 starts off with Darth Vader having a flashback to Padme and Anakin on Mustafar. She takes his hand and he thinks that that's how it should have been, not how it was. Obviously, he reaches his hand out to her and she says, "You go down a path I can't follow." And obviously, Obi-Wan shows up, he starts force choking her, and obviously then she eventually sort of dies of sadness. But Vader notes after seeing this flashback and seeing how it kind of should have been in his mind, he will try again. I must note also that the artwork of that part, the flashback, is really, really cool. There's an image of Anakin kind of shouting as the Vader armor is like falling into place on him, and it's like pivotal of that moment. And I just think that imagery is incredible at that part. And then in the current story, Zed tells the Handmaidens that they're in Darth Vader's service, but they disagree. The Umbaran, called Slime Maw, then tells them each personal details and why they should join the Empire. For example, like Erte is really good at technology and the Empire has resources to help her develop some of her inventions, while one of the other Handmaidens has got a wife and she says, "We can give you security and make sure that your family aren't harmed," those kinds of things. And Darth Vader reiterates this, saying that only he can give them what they need through the Empire, but the Handmaidens refuse to be divided, and then an explosion happens. It shows that Jul Tambor's forces approach, so Darth Vader uses the Force, pushes the Handmaidens out into the fray, and they stand alone. They manage to fight off a bunch of B1 battle droids while using the smoke as cover, but they are very mad at Darth Vader. Sly then notes that Darth Vader was showing them what they're capable of, and although they're still not happy about it, they do somewhat understand. Meanwhile, Jule Tambor notes to Sarbay that Darth Vader killed his dad and his granddad, but Jule has got a plan. Meanwhile, the Handmaidens hack one of the droids of Jule's and seize Jule's plan to attack some nearby farmers, so the Handmaidens note that they need Darth Vader's help to save them, because they can't go up against this droid army alone. So Vader and the Handmaidens then go into battle. Vader manages to destroy a gunship, and then Erte uses some explosives to blow up some droids. Rabe then gets shot in the shoulder, and so the Handmaidens are taking cover. Erte then comes to Darth Vader and asks for his help, but there is no answer, and they kind of see him disappearing off in the distance, noting that he clearly used them so he could save Sarbe from Jule Tambor. It shows that the Handmaidens seem to be okay, and Rabe has survived being shot in the arm. They're all a little bit shaken up, and then they note that Slymore was right about them, but was also wrong about certain elements. And then we see what Vader's up to. He has reached Jule Tambor and goes against G90, who is this orb droid who worked for the Assassin's Guild. He's popped up a few times in these 2020 Darth Vader comics, and he was in the arc when Valance from the Bounty Hunters comics was involved in the Vader comics, and he's been destroyed once or twice before, but Jule Tambor has modified him and has put him back together. So G90 lets out lots of these electric shock things, so they kind of look like hand grenades, but they float, and then as they get near Vader, they then start to electrocute him. The Handmaidens then enter, and Erite has got a device on the Magna Boots where she can press it, and it increases the gravity in a nearby area, so all of these floaty shock things all drop to the floor. Jule Tambor and G90 then immediately flee, and the Handmaidens are furious at Darth Vader for abandoning them, and they want to leave. Darth Vader says that Wat Tambor is going to go and kill more innocents, so he asks Sarbe to take his hand, and the Handmaidens are all yelling out to say no, and that is where the issue ends. So on to our final issue of this batch, issue 32, and it starts off with Darth Vader saying that only with him can Sarbe stop Jule Tambor killing those innocents. She goes to take his hand, and then Dorme runs over and tackles her to the ground, pulls her out, and then runs. They dive out of the ship thing that they're in, and they've all got like jetpacks and stuff, so they fly away. Sarbe is calling out no because she wants to save these innocents, and they fly up further and further, and note that they can handle Jule Tambor without Darth Vader. The Handmaidens get near to their ship, and Sarbe removes the anti-grav device from her and says goodbye to her sisters, and then starts to fall. The stormtroopers are then firing up at the Handmaidens and their ship, and Vader catches Sarbe using the Force, and then tells the stormtroopers to stop firing. On the ship with the Handmaidens, Ochi of Bestoon is there, and he questions where Sarbe is, because he wanted them all just to disappear forever so he can be done with them. The Handmaidens are all upset because of Sarbe's leaving them, and Rabe thinks that she is misguidedly trying to do it for Padme. Meanwhile, with Darth Vader, he gives the Jule Tambor mission back to Sarbe, and that so she can be the commander. Three of Tambor's ships are spotted, so she wants to check them out herself. She tells them not to destroy them like the Imperials were going to do, and goes to see them. She then comes to Jule Tambor and warns of Darth Vader's plans, saying that refugees will die. He asks how many, and she says there are 12 Skakoan refugees in the area in which he is planning to attack. Jule says that's fine, and decides to bomb it anyway just so he can kill Darth Vader, and then he can rule Skako Minor. Sarbe then questions him, saying that she thought he wanted to free his people, and he says that his people know their place and will rejoice with the leadership that he's going to show. She then shows the comm to the fellow Skakoans, the ones that he thought were the refugees, the 12 of them, and understandably, they are very upset with Jule Tambor. There's a little bit of a time jump, I assume it's only like a few hours, maybe a day or so, and it shows that peace has been restored. The refugees have been granted amnesty from the Empire, and Jule's flagship has been destroyed, as was his droid army, and Jule's attack only seemed to destroy an empty village. Sarbe decided to not kill Jule Tambor and let him live, because then he can stay discredited and powerless, otherwise if they kill him, he could be perceived as a martyr. Sarbe then thinks that if she'd have told the other Handmaidens about Darth Vader actually being Anakin, that they wouldn't have escaped and ran away and they would go back and save her. She also notes that the Handmaidens are going to look back on Sarbe with grief, but they will return to their lives and their loves, and this way only one of them has to lose their soul. And she walks away, leaving Darth Vader alone. Sarbe then hears some metal creaking around her, and the floor starts to shake and things. We see that Darth Vader is like writhing around in like anger and disdain, with Sarbe's words like echoing around in his head, saying that she is not the only one to lose her soul, and then a blast of power shoots out from Vader, and is damaging the ship all around him, and knocking people over, and Vader just yells out, and that is where the issue ends. So my friends, that is the end of this batch, so I will be continuing with the Vader comics in a couple of weeks, and that should take us up to the Dark Droids crossover event. And then obviously in the subsequent weeks, I'll continue with the Dr. Aphra and Bounty Hunters issues, so we can get those up to the Dark Droids crossover event as well. Now, next week, I'm not sure what episode I'm going to be doing. I think I may end up doing the Life Day special. I've kind of missed the mark on that one because of, you know, I've just been really, really busy. And obviously, as you would have noticed, last week there wasn't a standard episode of Star Wars Comics in Canon, but there was a 2-hour-long discussion on Attack of the Clones as we lead into the Clone Wars conversations set for release in 2024. But I may still do the Life Day Treasury anyway. We're going to kind of see how busy I am. I've just been really, really busy with work recently, and then also trying to do several podcasts, you know, Genuine Chit Chat, Star Wars Comics and Canon, organizing them all, and also the like prelude episodes up to the Clone Wars conversation stuff. So it's just been a lot to deal with. There are a few other bits and pieces that I've got knocking around, like I'm currently reading the Tales of Light and Life short stories as well, so I'll release an episode on that. The Eye of Darkness book should be delivered to me shortly as well, so once I can start that, I'll be able to get my book review for that going. I'm also listening to a Phasma audiobook, which I'm really enjoying, so I may release that just on Patreon. I may release that here on this feed. We shall see. I will be changing a little elements of Star Wars Comics in Canon in 2024, just because I need to balance things out a little bit more so I don't miss certain weeks and etc. So towards the end of the year, I'll probably release like an episode just to kind of explain what I'm thinking of doing in the future, but just keep an eye out for that. In addition to that, I've obviously recently spoken with Ethan Sachs. That came out a couple weeks ago on the feed of Genuine Chit Chat. And I also recently recorded a conversation with Adam Christopher, who has written a short story in each of the three Certain Point of View novels, and also released the Shadow of the Sith canon novel, which is one of my favourite books in the canon, and both Ethan and Adam gave me an hour of their time, so really, really great conversations there. Again, the Ethan one is already out at the moment. On my YouTube channel, you can watch the video version, or you can listen to it on the feed of Genuine Chit Chat, and you can watch or listen to the Adam Christopher conversation in a couple weeks in those same places once that is out. Obviously, I already mentioned the Attack of the Clones episode, so make sure you go listen to that if you haven't already, as well as the Phantom Menace one, and we will be recording, I believe, next week, the Clone Wars movie episode. So obviously that's, again, a prequel to the Clone Wars series, so that's going to be a lot of fun with myself, Dave, Math, and Megan, and that'll line us up nicely for 2024 with all the Star Wars content I'll be releasing then. I have done a couple of guest spots recently. I was on the Back to the Filmography podcast doing Romeo and Juliet, and I was also on Spider-Dan and the Secret Boars doing Coco and Book of Life along with Megan. We were comparing them in a Clone Wars episode. And also, if you listen to this shortly after its release, you can vote on the Disney Discussions number 10. So myself, Dan, Rhea, and Megan, for Disney Discussions 10, we're letting the audience choose a bunch of Disney films. We're going to go through them and choose our top four, and then we're going to let the audience decide on the top two, and we're going to tackle that for the last episode of Disney Discussions for this year. We've also got some fun stuff planned for the new year as well, but just follow us on social media to keep up to date with that. You can either subscribe to the Pop Culture Collective newsletter, which is pcconewsletter.com. Link to that is in the description. You'll get an email once a week just telling you what I'm up to, both with Genuine Chit Chat and Star Wars Comics and Canon and any guest spots I do, as well as Spider-Dan, the Femon Collective, VHS Strikes Back, and loads of other amazing creators too. Alternatively, you can follow me on social media at Genuine Chit Chat on Instagram, X, Facebook, and also TikTok. You can subscribe to my YouTube channel at youtube.com/genuinechitchat. Everything is in playlists over there, including all the episodes of Star Wars Comics and Canon, the interviews of Star Wars authors, and all that kind of stuff. And the vast majority of conversations I've had in the last year or so have got video versions as well, so you can watch those. But yeah, please follow me on social media, share with your friends, like, subscribe, do all that usual stuff. I really appreciate it. If you leave a review or a rating for this podcast or any of my other podcasts, send a screenshot of it to me and I'll send you a free episode from my Patreon of Afterthoughts. Speaking of, you can go to patreon.com/genuinechitchat or ko-fi.com/genuinechitchat, and you can either give a one-off donation or you can subscribe monthly and you get access to bonus content. On Patreon, you get access to nearly 200 episodes of Afterthoughts that myself and Megan release, so that's at least one episode every week. We review TV shows, movies, live performances, road trips we've been on, those kinds of things, and also I release Star Wars Legends book reviews on there too. Well, I think that's enough from me, friends. Thank you as always for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you listening all the way up to the very end. I'll speak to you next week with probably the Life Day Treasury or maybe something else. I'll kind of figure it out as we go along. But of course, keep up to date with me. I'll talk to you next week. And of course, may the Force be with you. The intro for Star Wars Comics and Canon is arranged by myself, Mike Burton, and the backing music was made by Eric Matias of soundimage.org.
You have just experienced host, creator, everything elser of Genuine Chit Chat, and also the host and creator of Star Wars Comics and Canon, found on the Comics in Motion podcast, Mike Burton.